Well, it's the time of year when so much focus seems to be on fear and being afraid. How do we overcome fears? The Afters have a new album. It's called Fear No More. Lead singer is Josh Havens. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Thank you. Josh, why did you and the band go in the direction with this album of combating and facing fear head on?
So we travel all over the world playing shows, and so we meet a lot of people and hear a lot of stories. And one of the common themes that we've noticed that we hear from people, no matter where we are in the world, is that people are feeling overwhelmed by feelings of fear, anxiety, stress, worry, depression. And so when we were making this last record, we thought, man, it's so prevalent. We hear it literally every day. Let's make an album that is full of anthems of victory over these feelings, something that you can put in that's going to amp you up, remind you of the power of God in those moments, and kind of reset you and refocus you on how God is with us in those moments that we feel that. And, you know, what it says in Scripture more than anything else, it says it 365 times, is do not be afraid. And so our goal was to make a record that would remind you of that and really be kind of a voice of encouragement and strength in those times when those feelings start coming up. Because the thing about feelings is, although they're very real, that doesn't mean they're true. So a lot of times we get these feelings that come on of fear, anxiety, worry. And when we look at it, it's not even always founded in truth, you know? And so we hope to remind people of what God thinks over those situations and God's presence, God's faithfulness in those situations.
Yeah. Most of the things we're afraid of aren't even real.
No, it goes back to the classic, you know, the kid afraid of the shadows in his room, you know? And I think going through life, there's a lot of times that we have those shadows we're afraid of, but if we turn on the light, we're going to realize that we're afraid of something that God had control of the entire time.
But fear is big business, especially this time of year, and you think about it, we like to be scared, but we like to know that there's an element of control. And where we're trusting God, I mean, we're giving Him control. And so that's where our faith really comes in, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think back to when my own battle with anxiety and fear, because I've dealt with anxiety my whole life. And I tried to really think about what started that. Because I remember being a kid and feeling anxious about things. And then when my dad passed away about 15 years ago, that's when it really got bad. And it was almost because there was this whole unsettling period where, you know, my dad was one of my closest friends. He was an amazing dad. And when I lost him to cancer, it was almost like all the future seemed kind of unsettled and unsure. And like you said, the control was gone. You know, it felt like, okay, who's in control here? And I remember going through periods of anxiety during that were just, it was a joy killer. I remember whole seasons of that time where I felt like so much joy was robbed from life because of the anxiety. I would lie awake at night just worried. And now looking back, I realized, man, okay, it didn't have to be that way. Why does anxiety just take over in that way? Our drummer in our band, he just went through something very similar. He lost his grandfather, who's the first person that he's ever lost who's close to him, and went through this whole similar battle with just debilitating anxiety. And he'd call me, he literally would call me in the middle of the night, and I would pick up and say, you know, I can't stop my mind, and I'm worrying about all these things. And he started having like health worries. He started thinking that he had all these health things going on and going to the doctors, and doctors would do all these tests and just tell him, no, you're okay. And you're just really stressed out. And that honestly was the catalyst for, we have a song called I'll Fear No More. And that literally came out of one of those moments where I said, okay, we need to write an anthem over this kind of moment. What's the word that we want to sing right now over this situation that will remind us we have God's power living inside of us and we don't have to live with this kind of fear and anxiety. And you know, there is a power that is greater than all this.
The album is called Fear No More by The Afters. And we've been speaking to lead singer Josh Havens. Thanks for spending some time with us, Josh, and encouraging us.
Oh, man, thank you so much for having me on.